Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your frazzled couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 23rd, 2015.
2015, yeah, and this is episode 172.
And I need to wait for you to fade out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Note.
That's fine.
Hi, everybody.
I don't know why I'm having trouble hearing you.
I don't know.
It's really weird.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. I feel like something's off, and I don't quite know what it is.
And it's going to drive you bonkers. Yeah. You figure it out.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that. It's just kind of been a little crazy.
Has been
past 2 weeks, but yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to be share the show, share our lives with
some
folks, kind of catch everybody up with what's going
here.
On.
You know? Missed last week.
You did. I had to work last week. It was kind of crazy. We made the news. This was on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in the news, and our company spokesperson, you know, went to the news company and told them that, you know, we had a little network issue last
Monday. A
little
network. That's an understatement.
Yeah. So, about 7:45, it was crazy. 7:45 in the morning, nothing was working. And one good thing about that, it wasn't on our team necessarily, the messaging team. But
don't you love that when it's like, okay, it's not our fault. We just have to sit back and wait for it to get fixed.
But it was kind of sort of, I mean, it was still in our wheelhouse in our department.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
it was completely out of your house.
But everybody worked together. We got it figured out. Ended up being, I guess I can't say too much about why, what happened and everything else. So I'll just leave it alone. So that's why we weren't here last week. About 8:15, I was finally off of I had been on the phone for 13 or 14 hours or something like that. I can't remember.
So he was in no shape to do a podcast because he
right
been on,
and
on
then there was stuff that we had to do. We had to bring our systems up, and one of the systems got hung, so it was about 11 almost 12 before everything really calmed down to the point where everybody felt comfortable with going to bed. So yeah, it was a good deal. It was a good deal that we got it fixed. So, and then so we didn't get to even celebrate and talk about Renee's birthday.
Yeah, I had a birthday. I'm another year older.
Yeah, I mean,
how about that?
Last Sunday was Renee's birthday. We did get to go out and we went to Chewy's.
Yeah.
But before we get into all of that awesomeness and everything, let's say hello to our lovely friends and family in the chat room.
Hey, friends and family in the chat room.
What's going on?
In the chat room, we have Zabia Moo Hogan here. I'm glad that Moo's not on the road.
Yes.
We have Punk Gopher is here. Hey, Punk.
Hey.
JK Grandma is in the house, and JB Hannah is in the house.
Oh yeah. So it's good. It's good seeing everyone. It really is good seeing everyone. I actually didn't drop this link in the tadpole today because, you know what, we're frazzled. I mean, razzle frazzle. You know
what's razzle frazzle?
Oh my goodness, we know you're on. So razzle frazzle. I don't know what it is. It's just something I just made up.
Oh,
I think
it was from somewhere.
It seems like it's some kind of cartoon. I want to say. But a quick shout out to Punk Gopher. Thank you, good sir. We did get you a package of those awesome shirts from the charity. I think it's the 5K that you do every year.
Yeah.
We did get that.
I'm real excited to get those. Really, and I'm sorry. I'm usually up on my thank you notes. I'm really behind. I have thank you notes sitting on my friggin' bed, my doorside table right now, just waiting to be sent out. So.
Yep. Along with some surveys that
that I took when the twins were like infants. So
yeah, and then we also and the Henrys, the girls yep. love the Henrys.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. I haven't given them to them yet. I want to give it to them when they can really appreciate them and not tear them up immediately.
Well, they got to chew on them a little bit.
Yeah, they chew them a little bit, so they're but, a little spit on them, but
yeah,
a little spit never hurt nothing.
Nah, so. It didn't. And then we also saw The Lion King.
We did see The Lion King. It was my first time seeing it.
Yep, we saw The Lion King right the Saturday before your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was both of our first times seeing it. Wonderful, wonderful show.
I was surprised how much like the movie it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a shortened version of the... Well, elongated or shortened, depending
longer.
On
longer.
There were some things that I felt were probably a little unnecessary. But all in all, it was really good. My favorite part were the costumes and the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out with Adrian and Cole. We saw it with them. We went out to eat before with the Outback.
Horrible Outback on Shelbyville Road.
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't wonderful, but it wasn't horrible.
Ours on the other side of town is way better.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, even your dad agrees. And it's not much that your dad and I agree on.
That's not true. You all agree on a lot.
We do.
What don't you all...
What do we agree on then?
Let's see. Family is important.
Okay. That's like a staple of life.
My family is awesome.
What?
That you all both agree that my family is awesome.
Yeah, alright.
You said before that we're awesome.
You're awesome.
How many times have you said that, man, your family is awesome?
No.
Jay, you even said it on this podcast. Don't make me listen which to show? All of them.
Well, you need to go back and revisit all our podcasts and let me know when where that was brought up. So
I should because you and my dad are probably more alike than you think. So take that. But I had a great birthday, mm-hmm. and Jay was really sweet. I got an awesome print. Let me show the.
Yeah, so I got Renee a print. She's pulling it out now. And we were asked, it's a print that Joe Duggan had drew. For a lot of people don't know, he does the Star-Crossed comic. And one of the things that I really love about Joel and his art is that he does a great job of doing non-white characters. I mean, so he did a Storm. Okay, minority characters, non-Caucasian characters.
Yeah, I guess that can't be true all the time because one day the Caucasian.
Right. And I don't know if y'all can hear Renee because
that's okay. They didn't need to hear that anyway. That was important.
It was important. If you go back and listen really close, you turn it up real loud, you hear everything that Renee was saying. It was horrible. It was kind of racist a little bit.
Nothing in what I said was racist.
It wasn't.
Not a lick.
It wasn't.
But it was a great birthday. I had fun. Lion King was amazing. My favorite was the costume and the lighting. What was your favorite part about it?
Rafiki.
Was your favorite? Okay.
Yeah, I liked the lady that did Rafiki very much. You know.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, she was awesome. I liked Rafiki in the show, in the movie as well. So. You know, I wish there was more of Rafiki.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he brings...
He should have written more in there. Then.
He brings the wisdom. You know, and you know, everybody looks at him like he's crazy. And I kind of feel his pain.
You know, everybody looks at you like you're crazy?
Everybody looks at him. Rewind back like 5 seconds, 10 seconds now.
Okay.
And then... You can watch your reaction. That's usually the normal reaction of
whatever. But it was really nice. I enjoyed myself. It was nice not having, you know, I love the kids, but it was nice, you know, having a little kid free day. So
yeah, so we didn't have the kids from like 10 6:30 until like five something.
Five, yeah. That was nice.
Yeah. And then what else? Oh, Prince.
We didn't go to Prince, though.
No. We didn't get to go to see Prince, but he did 4 shows in Louisville. And then not only was Prince the musician here, but His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, was here this past Friday as well.
Yeah, Prince, and a real Prince.
Yeah. Here. Well, I mean, Prince the musician is real also.
Well, he's real, but he's not a real Prince.
He's a real Prince that's the artist. He's not a real royal prince.
Okay. Yes, he's not a royal prince.
A prince of royalty.
I love that I have to clarify that.
Unless he's a Christian, and then he's a king.
Okay. It's not a royal like prince though.
It depends how you look at it. It depends. Not earthly royal prince. Okay. But heavenly.
But anyway, so I love how Prince.
I'm just enlightening you a little bit, babe. That's all.
You don't have to enlighten me. I already know all this. I was raised in the church.
I know.
I'm not a Christianity buffoon.
I never said you was a buffoon.
I made that up though. But I like the way Prince does it. He doesn't announce he's coming to a place till right before he comes.
Right.
Yeah, to stave off the scalpers. And you have to use a credit card to buy tickets, and they're non-transferable.
Oh, I didn't know all that.
Yeah. That way, I mean, scalpers, it's like you buy tickets, they're in your name, so that deters the scalpers. He does his best to deter any scalpers, so.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot as well.
So, yeah, but maybe one day he'll tour again and we'll go, so.
Hopefully. We'll see. And one reason why he came to Louisville is that one of the drummers for Third Eye Girl is from Louisville. And some of the proceeds of the concert went to one of the drumming schools, you know, here in Louisville. So that was huge. That was a huge deal. And then this past weekend, we all know that Renee is soon to be an aunt.
I am. I'm so excited. My sister is a pregnant.
Aunt. She's going to be an aunt soon.
Aunt. We say aunt in this family.
See? That's why y'all not awesome.
You say aunt in your family?
We say aunt, aunt.
You know, aunt, that's like a little insect.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying, though.
Okay.
Okay. But aunt is better than aunt. Say it.
Ant-Man. But anyway, so that was
Ant-Man should be reserved for Ant-Man, not for Aunt Georgia or Aunt Cindy.
Right. So this weekend was the baby shower for Deidre.
Yeah, we had our baby shower. It was a lot of planning. We've been planning, and it all went amazingly. It was a travel-themed baby shower, mm-hmm. and there was cake and meatballs, and... That's all I really remember, because that's all that I need in life is cake and meatballs.
We had cake and we ate it too. We did.
We had our cake and we ate it too. We did. It was a great time had by all, and she looks amazing, and I'm excited to meet my new nephew, who has no name yet, but that's okay. He shall have a name eventually. Nobody goes through life without a name. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm super excited. It was fun seeing my family, and everybody loved seeing the girls. And Zoe had a slight fever that day.
Well, she had it Friday morning. She woke up Friday morning
with a slight fever. Right.
Slight fever, a little crankiness, and you know they've been cutting teeth and stuff. And we're like, maybe her top, you know, maybe her top tooth is coming in. And so it went 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were able to bat it off with. You know, ibuprofen and everything. And, you know, she seemed happy when we were going to the baby shower. But when we got to the baby shower, you know, she was kind of, you know, playing a little bit. And then, you know, she'll have her lip poked out when people would come around. And, you know, us being parents, we are just like, and who we are, we're kind of like, she don't feel like being around people. You know, get out of her face, you know?
Get out of her face.
So we went through the whole day, more and more, and basically what happened then was we got home, and Renee was like, "Oh, let me take Zoe's temperature." Took her temperature, and it was 104. And
begin freak out from me.
And Renee started freaking out, you know.
My baby.
Oh my God, what we gonna do? So called a pediatrician that was on call, and they said, "Well, keep her eye on it. If it gets to 105, go to the emergency room. She seems comfortable. I mean she seemed comfortable. I mean, not too cranky or anything, nothing outrageous.
Right.
No congestion, no runny nose or anything." And it was like, "But you're going to need to bring her in within the next 24 hours because she's had the fever for 24 hours. And that's the only reason why you need to bring her in." And we was like, "Okay, so that means we have to do it on a Sunday, or we can do it today." And we was like, "Well, where can we go?" Told us about immediate care that had a pediatrician on call.
Right.
Or we can go to the Children's Hospital ER. So instead of waiting until Sunday, we said, "You know what? Let's just go ahead and knock it out.
Right. Get it done.
Let's get it done.
Make sure she's cool."
Right, right. So we head down. One of the cool things they have with the immediate care here, you can call when you're on your way, and they'll put you in line.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So that was amazing. So we called, and we flew down there. Well, we drove down there. I was flying, though.
Jay was flying. I wasn't flying, but Jay was flying.
But we drove down there, got in, and they did taking her vitals. They took us back, took Zoe's vitals, and it was like, "Well, you know, her temperature," they took a temperature again. It was 104.4. And we had gave her a Tylenol before we left. We were like, that was like an hour ago. And
that's what kind of freaked me out right there.
Yeah, and they were kind of like, "You know what? We're going to probably swab her nose for flu, you know, just do a courtesy check." And when they was like, "I'm going to swab her nose for flu," I was like, "Please, get out of here. My baby ain't got no damn flu." I mean, that's what I thought in my head. You know, I was real close to saying it, you know. And
it would have been funny if you had said
it. I'm glad I didn't. But and I was like, "Well, how long will it take?" They said, "Oh, 5 to 10 minutes, you know. And so they, you know, we're sitting there, and we go back to the secondary waiting room because they had no more rooms at the moment. And they come with cloths, wet cloths to put on Zoe to kind of, you know, cool her down and stuff.
Which she hated, by the way.
She hated it. And they just kind of mentioned that, you know, she had a flu. And we were like, "What?"
I was like, "Well, her flu shot didn't 100% work."
So Zoe has the flu, and it is the flu A.
Yeah,
is what they call it, type A. And I think they said the flu shot carried some of that.
Yeah, so it was 25% effective against type A.
Yep.
So,
but the good part is she's not getting the full on symptoms of the flu.
Yeah,
she has the temperature. She has the mild crankiness and everything.
I'm assuming she's achy.
Yeah, she's probably a little achy, you know. But I mean, she's on not Theraflu. What's it?
Tamiflu.
And you know, we're kind of alternating between ibuprofen and Tylenol. But so what we're doing is, like, in the morning, we don't do any more ibuprofen or Tylenol. Because she has to be 24 hours without Tylenol and without fever before, you know, we get the release for her to go back to daycare. So we're going through all that. And no one else at daycare has had any issues and stuff like that. And a lot of you all know that while we were in Atlanta, we all got sick. And someone mentioned that, you know, her system was probably weak from, was still recovering from the sickness that we had while we were down there. So it kind of makes sense. And, you know, Renee, you were feeling kind of achy a little bit.
Yeah, I was feeling a little achy. So that might have been the flu and I didn't know it.
Right.
Of course, we'll never know. But that's, I mean, so she might have caught it from me for all we know.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad that she did take it to daycare.
Yep.
And get everybody else sick.
Yep.
But and, she'll be okay. Yeah. She's just, I called her my Velcro baby.
Yeah.
She didn't want to be put down. She if I put her down, the world was coming to an end.
And that was one of the reasons why we were thinking about counseling, because right before the show, they were sleeping well, but then Zoe woke up screaming. So we're kind of like, oh, what's going on? And just want to take a moment and say, what's up to Diddy? What is going on? What is going
on? So that's what we've been up to. Sick babies and baby showers. Before I was a parent, I never thought I would agonize over buying a infant toothbrush before.
Oh my God.
I did so much research on infant toothbrushes. And so if I thought that was hard, buying a convertible car seat is even harder.
Well, I thought we already chose one.
The Graco one?
No.
What? Which one did we say we were going to do?
The,
I don't even know anymore.
It's the narrow one.
Oh, yeah. We need the narrow one.
I mean, I we can talk more about it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be now, but yeah, buying baby equipment takes so much research.
The funny part is, the stuff that Renee agonized over, like the baby toothbrush, they're like $2-3. I'm just like,
if you bought 100 of those, that'd be a lot.
I'm just saying, buy 5 different ones. You know, or buy 4 different
ones. That's a waste of money.
And let's see what happens.
But it's a waste of money.
You know what? That's just kind of how it goes. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be wasting money. You know, if you're going to look at it that way. There are going to be Christmas toys we're going to get that they're going to be like, oh, they're going to play with it Christmas Day, and they're going to put it away and not play with it again. So,
nope, I'm going to make them play with it. I'm like, you better grab that toy out and play with it.
No, you're not either.
No, I'm not going to do that. I would not. I would never do that.
But no, that's something that is funny and hilarious. but anyway, let's see here. I think that's it.
Yep.
And kind of like the weekend wrap up, I almost stopped the recording, which isn't what I wanted
to do.
That
would be hilarious.
But you know what, babe? Let's go ahead and get into a little bit of media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
What's up, Mr. Eric Mahler?
Hey, Eric Mahler.
But yeah, he's taking a hiatus. A lot of people are taking hiatuses.
I was excited about listening to Mr. Mom, and it's taking a hiatus now. So
yeah, so it's taking a hiatus.
Come back to it.
And we have Ladies Elite and Nerd Parent taking a hiatus. So just give me the media rundown, babe.
Media rundown. I have finished Friday Night Lights. Boom, the whole series finished, done, and done. And a baby is awake. And so I did watch, we watched a couple episodes of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And it is really funny. It is created by Tina Fey. And it does have kind of like that 30 Rock quick humor to it. So and I really enjoyed it. Had a lot of people that I recognized. And it's a really cute show. It is on Netflix streaming. It's a Netflix original. So go check out The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I don't know when we're going to finish it. We have a tendency to start series and then not finish them, unfortunately. So now that I'm done with Friday Night Lights, I listen to TMS, the Morning Stream with Scott and Brian, and they always talk about The West Wing. So we had watched the first episode a while back, and it wasn't, you know, that impressive. But I decided to get into it again, and I actually like The West Wing. I'm really into it. I'm on season 3 of 6 or something like that. I'm not sure how many seasons there are, but I'm really enjoying it. So The West Wing, I even Wikipedia'd Martin Sheen and learned all about his life, and it was pretty cool. So I'm enjoying The West Wing. It's interesting look into the White House, if any of that is even true. But so yeah, that's all the TV that we've been into. We've been catching up on The Flash. That I've been into. We've been catching up on The Flash. And it's still good. I'm still enjoying it with this cheesiness. But
did you tell them what I've been watching?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. So I've been watching a little bit of House. That's been enjoyable. I've actually been watching some online gameplay of Bloodborne, which is the new PS4 game that's coming out tonight. On it's kind of like Dark Souls, where it's kind of like, you know, you're back to old school, you know, no save point. You got to start from the very beginning to move forward. Well, not the beginning, but beginning of the chapter at least. So you don't get that, you know, comfort of, you know, every 2-3 minutes you get a save. So you don't have to go back too far. So I've been watching, like I said, I've been watching Little House. Not Little House on the Prairie, but House, the medical, the medical show. I also bought a second Amazon Fire TV stick to bring here in the office here. And I actually watched and caught up on Last Man on Earth. Renee and I decided we weren't going to watch it together. But after I had watched it, she had said that she had heard some good things about Last Man on Earth. And she wanted to start watching it now. So I'm going to wait till she catches up.
You can go in and watch it.
I'm going to wait till she catches up. And then we're going to start watching it together. We've been watching Walking Dead. Did you talk about that?
Nope.
And season finale is coming up next week.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it's going to go.
Yep.
It's, some stuff happened in the last one that was a little heartbreaking.
Game of Thrones is starting up here soon, as well as Mad Men.
I know. This is the final stretch for Mad Men. No
yep.
more.
Yeah. I've been playing some World of Warcraft. I've also been playing Helldivers, which is a co-op by Arrowhead Studios, who made Magicka. So it's a twin stick shooter in space, and it's amazing. It's a really fun game. Been playing it with Frisco's and Thraken. Been playing some Heroes of the Storm with Luce, Frisco's, Thraken, and Serve. That's been fun as well. And I heard that JK actually got into the beta and got some keys.
Nice.
He said he has been enjoying it as well. Renee doesn't really care for it as much because of the PvP nature of it. You know,
yeah.
It depends how you look at it. Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of what, you know, as far as media, what we've been doing, our staples of Mindy Project and New Girl and Blackish should be starting up here pretty soon. And also March Madness is going on. So that's some good stuff. Good stuff that's going on there. So I think that's it in media. We're going to pop on over to some, I think you want to talk a little bit about some food, don't you, babe?
Yeah. Oh, and I wanted to say, and wow, I did get my third 100.
Nice.
And so I have my rogue, my hunter, my priest, I don't even play. Mm-hmm. But hey, I got them to 100. That's an accomplishment in itself. So
yeah. Oh, and then while I've been doing a lot of pet battling.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my thing in WoW now. I've been doing pet battling and everything else. So let's go ahead and jump into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
And we're probably going to be wrapping up the show here pretty quick.
Yeah, babies are a little upset, but yeah, so
you have some Costco ease you want to talk about?
Actually, that was last time, and I never took it out. But I do have to say, until the kids get about a year old and my life calms down a bit, we're depending on Costco for a lot of our meals, and I feel like I'm cheating a lot, but Jay doesn't think it's cheating.
I don't think it's cheating. I think the good thing, I think, you know, I think about when my kids were younger and stuff like that, and I remember, I mean, what we did was when Whoppers were like a dollar or something like that. I mean, it was fast food all the time. But with Costco, we had an option of getting meals that are, you know, even though we don't do gluten free stuff or organic stuff, but they do happen to have meals that are gluten-free and organic. And that's, and it's a little bit better than just going out to McDonald's or going to Moe's or somewhere like that and picking up something, you know, real fast, even though that would be yummy. But I don't mind it as much. You know what I'm saying? We still get something hot. We're still preparing it here. And, you know, even if we're just slapping it in the oven real quick, it's kind of just where life has us right now. And that's okay, you know.
Life has us by the balls, Jay.
Or the ovaries. Yeah.
Has us by the ovaries.
So I think we're going to... I know this is a short show.
It is a short show, but I think it's good.
And I think we're going to jump into some Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
And just to let you guys know, Mr. Feisty has a Patreon page over at patreon.com/TV Copilot.
Ooh.
If you're a listener of that show, you may already know. But if you want to go check it out,
You may already know.
Jimmy DeRoy. Yep. So if you want to support him, feel free to go over there. And also, while you're over there, go ahead and go to patreon.com/AlphaGeek. You know, to find folks that allow all this streaming and stuff like that. It makes it great for us. So, all right. So whose birthdays we have?
We have week? Amber's birthday is today. And Amber is a mom in one of my mom groups.
She don't listen to the show.
She doesn't, but I still want to wish her a very happy birthday because she's one of the groups that everybody's really close. So happy birthday, Amber.
Happy birthday, Amber.
And then... on Tuesday, we have Mike's birthday.
Yep, Mr. Mike DeVoe.
Mike DeVoe.
From Bill DeVoe.
No, but Mike DeVoe's birthday is on Tuesday. And then Tidra's birthday is next Sunday. So happy birthday, Tidra.
Happy birthday, Tidra. And then also, just to let you guys know, Amy Frost and John French's debut, they do a Overcast watch. They do a Overwatch called Overcast. They do a show, a podcast on Overwatch, and the show name is Overcast. So if you want to, feel free to go over and search for Overcast in your favorite podcatcher and give those guys a listen. So just a quick shout out for those folks out there. So if you guys want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page, of course, that's facebook.com/ValentineCast.
Yep. And if you can call us at 415-75-VCAST, that's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
And want to thank you folks here that's sitting with us live. Thank you so much for showing up. Diddy, JB Hanna, JK, Moo Hogan, Zobby, Punk Gopher. Thank you all for kicking it with us today. We missed a few of you guys today. Hendo, Aaron, and some others out there. Time to go, a lot of other folks. I miss you guys. Sorry we've been so infrequent. And thank you all for being so understanding. But we wanted to get a show out. Well, I'll be honest and say Renee really wanted to get the show out because she missed you guys.
I did miss everyone. I did too.
I did too, but I'm more of a... The girls are going to be in a fit, so let's not do it. But Renee had faith in them, and she wanted to do it for you all, our friends and family that listen to the show. And I'm glad that I listened to her, and we did it. So
we did it.
35 minutes of goodness there, we hope. but yeah, we're going to get out of here. Go take care of some girls.
See ya.
We'll see you guys next week, hopefully.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.